So thanks for joining us after that, Tom. They often say games over the festive period are a bit unpredictable, a bit bonkers at times. I think that was a case in point there, wasn't it?
Yeah, definitely, yeah. Game of two halves, as they say as well. We went a different formation today. Obviously, everybody knows about the run away from home, which we're struggling with at the minute. And without Scott Kerr doing a little defensive role, what he does so well, we thought we'd change it up a bit and try like a 4-2-3-1. But with the lads getting forward, Linney and Macca getting forward, to create that three up front, and then the two lads sat in front of the defence, shielding the defence. But I don't think it was the formation that didn't work. There were more than a few individual errors in the first half. We managed to cut them out the second half, and unbelievable second half again.
It really was. One of the things we were talking about going into the game, because me and Swampy have seen Spennymoor a couple of times last season, they like that diagonal ball, and they were doing that a lot in that first half.
Yeah, we got caught out of position a couple of times, especially down the left-hand side there, so Tom had dropped in a little bit. But yeah, it was just a reaction from the lads that I'm so pleased with. Again, I'd go to war with these boys, absolutely unbelievable.
We also said you had to score fancy round holes a lot of the time in the first half. Jones's introduction, by hook or by crook, I think it was more fortunate because Walker had been something knocked into it at that time. He really did add something in midfield, didn't he?
Yeah, he did. Changing the formation, we went with Zach in there, and that'll have probably shocked a few people. But we thought if it doesn't quite go to plan, he can just slide back into the three, which we've been playing so well at. That was the choice there, and we spoke to Jonesy because I'm sure he would have been frustrated at seeing Zach in there before him, and I can understand that. But yeah, when he came on, he's been superb today. He's changed the game for us.
And a bit weird, because it was a game of 2 hours, but it was a game of 2 hours for McCarthy as well, because in the first half it wasn't sticking for him at all.
No.
In the second half he was. Well, man of the match performance.
Yeah, it was difficult going up the hill. It's hard work running up there, and nothing seemed to be sticking for either of us. Any of us, to be honest, it was difficult. We tried to get a few balls in behind, and that's where we got a little bit of joy. But yeah, second half, he's got his goals, he's got in them positions, and he's a goal scorer at the end of the day, and he's done what we've asked him to do today. I'm really pleased for him.
What was your role in that last goal, by the way? Did you get that flick on there?
Yeah, that was my assist, just a little flick. Just sometimes that's all it needs, yeah.
Yeah, I was going to say. And we saw the introduction as well of Tatum.
Tatum,
right. Swampy was right all along, we were slacking him off. Tatum, he's got a bit of pace to him, hasn't he?
Yeah.
Tell us a bit about that transfer, because it did come out of the blue a bit towards the end of the week.
Yeah, it did, yeah. He's been training with us a few weeks, and he played in the trial game against the development team a couple of weeks ago, and he's been really impressive. It was an agent that got onto me, his agent, said that he's a great lad, sent me a few videos, and I just thought there was something about him. I had a chat with him a couple of weeks ago, said, look, we'd like to get you in, potentially to then get you back out on dual reg with somebody to get some games, because he has been unfortunate with a lot of injuries and he's not match sharp. But he's come on today and he's injected that little bit of pace into the game, and he's done really well. I'm pleased with him.
What's his position? Is he a left winger or left back?
No, again, he's filled in a position. He's more of a right-sided player,
right.
Like a right wing back type player. So puts a little bit of pressure on Joel Senior as well, which is always good. But he can play a little bit further on, so if we need to go 4-3-3, he can slot in there as well. So yeah, he's done well. I'm impressed.
Now we've been talking about dicey December, as we called it on the radio. That's 5 points now from three really tough games. You must be dead chuffed with the way it's all panning out this month.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, if you looked at that for the whole of December, I think most of the fans and myself would have took that. But we're going into every game now thinking that we can get something out of it. Again, you look at we've probably had a couple of little half chances that we could have nicked the win, but at 4-1 down, you take a point this far away. It was a rough journey coming up. Bus broke down, so it was a bit of a unorthodox preparation for us, but to get the point up here is fantastic. It sets us up for the two Salford games perfectly.
Well, Tom, thanks for joining us. I'm going off now for a hot drink.
Yeah, thank you. Right. Tom.